from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Tommy Kester, Jacob Albrecht here on Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you today, and we got a big show for you today, of course. We'll talk the Royals getting that big win against the Diamondbacks in the opening game of their series at Kauffman Stadium. Some drama in that matchup. Results from the TBT inside Coke Arena. Shocking results for the Aftershocks. We'll get into that. Mass Street, they move on, and a whole lot more. Jacob, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm learning how to unmute a microphone. So we had a whole start there. Nobody could hear it because I was muted. We've changed things up here on the show. If you watch our video stream, you've known that for a few weeks, but we added another wrinkle. Now we can do video calls on our video stream with guests and things, and it requires one more step. And you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Normally Jad used to hit that, and so now I got to hit it, and that's time number one of we'll see how many. But it's good. We're good on a Tuesday. Went and rock and roll last night with the Offspring, which was fantastic. We told you we were headed out there last night, and it was even better than I thought it would be. Jam packed, crowd was dive, most crowded I've ever seen the Wave. And it was awesome. So we enjoyed that while taking in what became a pretty busy sports night all at the same time. The Royals game became the center of Major League Baseball to some degree tonight. And I think for a lot of good reasons. We'll get into all of that. And yeah, I'm disappointed today that the Aftershocks fell in the second round. Pretty big bummer, because Mass Street took care of their end, and then they couldn't get it done. And so we're going to have one of the teams potentially make it through, but we miss again that late tournament matchup between two of the local teams. So that was a bit of a bummer, but otherwise it was a fun sports night because of the Royals, and we're excited to be here. You can be a part of the program today as well. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline is open. We got Jad Chambers manning that for us today. We'll give away some HTO later in the program as well. All kinds of good stuff for you. What'd you think of the show last night, Tommy?
It was great. It was awesome. I'm a little tired this morning. I think I crawled into bed little after midnight. It was maybe 12:15 when I got to bed. I left your house. It was right at midnight, I think, when we took an Uber. We wanted to be responsible, you and I. So we got back, to your place around a little bit before midnight. I got to bed a little bit after midnight. Alarm went off too early this morning here at the studios. It's been a little bit of a drag to get in this morning, but it was a good show. Those guys, here's the thing. Okay, so you and I are probably 20 years younger than The Offspring, and I'm probably more tired than they are this morning, I'm guessing. Like, they still have it. They can still bring it.
Yeah, they
can
still rock.
They went really hard on a Monday night in downtown Wichita, considering, I mean, they're all like right around 60, and they went hard last night.
I do think they could probably do that show in their sleep. Like, they could probably, you know, roll out there, do a sound check, chill, and, you know, put in 3 or 4 hours work for a 90-minute show. But they've then got to somehow hit the road. It's a Monday night in Wichita, and I think they were even surprised, like, whoa, what is this here? But it was awesome. It was really, really good. And honestly, like, of the I'll call it our generation, though, even though they're a little older than us, like, of that crew, they probably rocked, you know, I've seen the Chili Peppers kind of, they rocked harder than all of them.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And they embraced it and, you know, they're still like throwing back to those days of, you know, they're probably dads and grandpas now too, but they hit it. It was awesome.
It was really good. We kept looking at each other as the show went on, like, man, I forgot about that song. I forgot about that one. I mean, they've got such a library of hits, and everybody knows like the biggest ones. They know Self-Esteem, and they know Come Out and Play, and maybe even Pretty Fly for a White Guy. But like there were a bunch of songs that I had forgotten about. I'm like, oh my gosh. That takes me back to high school. I haven't heard that one in 25 years. So it was fun. It was a nice trip down memory lane. The nostalgia kicked in. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, I'll echo what you said. Phenomenal crowd. Wichita showed up at Wave last night for a Monday night. It was bigger than any show that I've ever seen at the Wave.
And we had seen Cake earlier in the show season, and it was crowded. It was, you know, at that time I was like, that's the most people, but this crowd was even bigger, and they were into it, and it was awesome. And, you know, the Kids Aren't All Right is one of my all time favorite rock and roll songs. And of course they closed the pre-encore portion with that as I'm like trying to use the restroom, and I had to like run out of line. I was next in line. Got a little, you know, a mosh pit got a little crazy, and they had to break, but everybody was responsible. It was really good. So kudos to The Offspring. If they're listening right now, we appreciate it. And about to hit the road to wherever is next on this tour. It was really good, and I hope they come back, and I will definitely make it a point to see them. So that was fun. So we're following along as that's happening. Tommy's giving me updates on his phone to what was going on in the Royals game. I was giving him updates on my phone to what was going on at the TBT. And so we were following along that way. And then you kind of see how the Royals night at least progresses, and you have to play catch up. And look, we have known, and Royals fans, especially this year, have known Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the bright stars in baseball. What's happened here in the last 2 weeks or so, though, is now everybody else knows it too. Yeah, the home run derby allow him to take the stage and sort of introduce himself to casual baseball fans who probably watch generally their own team, and that's it. That's most baseball fans, right? You hear about these players and you see them and you read about them, and maybe you see them when they come, but you don't see them consistently. You don't really get the true feel of it. And then Bobby Witt Jr. goes to the home run derby, puts on a great show. And I think everyone's like, oh man, that energy. Like that's fun. That's awesome. Then you get what he's done after the All-Star break. And now everybody can sort of see what's going on here. What Royals fans have been, you know, drooling about for a while. Since the All-Star game, since the All-Star break, 4 games, Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 of 15. 12 of 15, 5 extra base hits, 6 RBI, 7 runs scored, missed his chance at a cycle last night because he was hit by a pitch. We'll get into that. But he's now right in the center spotlight of all of Major League Baseball and its fans. And this is good for the Royals. It's crazy. It's wild. They've won four in a row. And people will be like, oh, man, don't think about the Royals. Now, again, casual fans probably aren't paying attention to what we've been talking about for a long time. They're playing bad teams, which is great. They're beating up on bad teams. You have to do that. But it is nice to see them in the center spotlight. And here's what I think that can all mean. Long story short, I think that increases the chances of something bigger at the trade deadline, because the fans will start buzzing about it a little bit more. The national media will start buzzing about it a little bit more. And I think I don't want to call it a hall pass, but I think the ability to be aggressive for something that could potentially get you down the road where maybe normally you have to really be nervous about that. You know, I think you get sort of a hall pass if you're JJ Piccolo on some of that, the more buzz that builds over the next week, the more Bobby would, because now you're going to see all the quote unquote experts say, oh, the Royals, they got to go get something big. They got to do something special. They got a real chance here, led by Bobby Witt Jr. That's all been happening anyway. Now you're getting more of a green light, I think, from the national baseball, you know, public to go do something special. Again, if they can, I'm still not convinced that they can, but if they can, maybe less hesitant to do it now, the more this goes on the next week.
Remember all the concern, and it's not just been with Bobby Witt Jr., it's been in general. A lot of people have this concern in general when it happens that players that enter the home run derby maybe end up pressing a little bit, or right, they change their swing, yeah, and then they end up not hitting well after the All-Star break. That's not really been the case for Bobby Witt Jr. After the All-Star break. In fact, it's been the exact opposite for him. It's been phenomenal. And, you know, he's been the best hitter in Major League Baseball since the All-Star break. In just a few, I mean, it's only been four games since the All-Star break, but still the best hitter in those four games in Major League Baseball, going 12 of 15 in that stretch. For the Royals, there have been three times in the last 40 years that they've scored, or that they have won 55 or more games in their first 100 games. That was in 1985, 2015, and this year. Both of those years, they won the World Series. You know, so I know that it wasn't that long ago that we were saying, and I kind of was on this train for a long time, that it felt like this year maybe had more 2014 vibes than 2015 vibes, but maybe it actually has more 2015 vibes than anything else. I mean, if they are, you know, kind of rounding into form and peaking as the season progresses and as we get past the trade deadline into August, into September, and down the stretch, you know, they find themselves, as of right now, only four games back from the division lead. The Guardians are suddenly scuttling a little bit. They lost again last night. The Guardians have not had a stretch like what they've seen recently all season long. The Royals all year have been trying to close the gap against Cleveland and have been unable to do so. The Royals were extremely hot in the month of May, but so were the Guardians. And every time the Royals won, Cleveland won. They could never gain any ground. Not only are the Royals hot right now, but they've been able to gain some ground. The only caveat to that is that Minnesota is winning games also, and so you've got a third team in the mix in that division. But man, it really, like, not that long ago, I at least thought that, you know, the division was out of the question, that the Royals were, you know, pretty much, like, I think they, at one point they were even double-digit games back from Cleveland. They were a couple of games out of the wild card. You know, if they can keep this stretch up, I mean, they're on pace for that 90-win mark at this point. They're pacing for that at this point in the season if they can continue playing baseball the way that they have been. And you know what? Honestly, if they play like they did yesterday and at least through, you know, from the weekend for the rest of the year, then that 90-win mark could easily be eclipsed. So, I mean, I think that there are a lot of different things to be optimistic about and encouraged about with Kansas City. Cole Reagan's had a great start. It was another one of those complete efforts last night from Kansas City. And to your point, going back to what you had mentioned as far as the trade deadline, I think, and I brought this up a few weeks ago when we were talking about the trade deadline, I felt like the Royals at that time were not really buyers and not really sellers. Like, I really wasn't sure what direction they should take. And I was kind of an advocate for them to just sort of stand pat. Like, you know, if I kind of was like, you know what, if they end up getting a wild card, great. But, you know, they're probably not going to compete for the division crown. So just kind of hold tight with who you have or make some moves for 2025 if you're going to do anything. They have, I think, at this point, ever since, I don't know, probably the last couple of weeks or so, they have played themselves into a position where now I do agree with you. You can be more aggressive, I think, at the trade deadline to be a legitimate buyer, to get yourself over that hump, to be a legitimate contender in the playoffs, and, you know, with the additions that you could potentially make, be a legitimate World Series contender at this point.
They for sure are. And look, for Cleveland, and we'll get into this a lot today, it's not that they couldn't run down Cleveland. It's that wasn't the one right in front of their face. That's not the one to focus on. Now, Cleveland is struggling a bit here, and maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. But it really is like they're playing against themselves, I think, and I think that's the way to look at it. I don't think 90 wins is going to be enough this year. I think it'll need to be like 92. I've said that for a while. I think there are too many teams.
To win the division or to make the playoff?
To get the playoff number. The division, I have no idea. I haven't worried a lot about the division. It's probably more than that for the division. I would think between those three teams, now you're talking maybe 94, 95. But I think to get to the postseason, if you can get to 92, I think you'll be there. 90, I mean, maybe. I just have a hard time over time not seeing some combination of the Yankees, Orioles, Twins, Royals, Boston, Seattle, Houston, Tampa, you know, maybe Texas if they heat up. I doubt it, but maybe. That's a lot of teams that you're thinking gets to only 90 wins. So I still think you got to shoot a little bit higher than that. But it doesn't matter as much as they're winning games they need to be winning. They're getting on a hot streak. And they just have to continue that. And in my opinion, they need to supplement it. We'll talk about last night in this division race specifically, just to sort of hit the trade deadline again as it relates to Bobby Witt Jr. You are seeing right now a Royals team playing with two of its best three players of all time. I'm pretty convinced of that now. We asked that question earlier in the season. You know, there's always been George Brett. Is Salvador Perez going to become the next best Royal of all time? I think he is. And I think Bobby Witt Jr. could be better than both of them. You're playing with two of the three best players you've ever had in your organization right now at the same time. You're entering Bobby Witt Jr.'s, you're not even there yet, likely, into his prime years. You're still very much in Salvador Perez's offensively. You have, through incredible good fortune and hard work, built one of the deeper starting rotations in Major League Baseball. You don't need a ton. It is time to go all in. And it has been, I think, for a little while, because the window isn't just this year. Nothing they do is just about this year and, oh, can they capture this year? They're still going to have two of the best three players they've ever had in their organization's history next year and the year after that. They're still going to have much of this starting pitching, and who knows, maybe all of it next year. They have the ability, we think, to continue to stay moderately aggressive in the offseason. So there should be now nothing that would prevent the Royals from being insanely aggressive. They don't have a good enough farm system to worry about giving up all your great young assets. They just don't. And so why wouldn't you go all in? So yeah, maybe it only ends up being Tommy Pham, as we've talked about ad nauseum. Maybe that's all they can get because they don't have much to trade. But now if Jazz Chisholm is attainable, you go get Jazz Chisholm. But, and those are examples, not because they're specific players, but you know what I mean. Like you can ramp this up and be as aggressive as you want. And I think they showed us their willingness to do that in a reliever with some control. But there's no reason, and we'll see who ultimately ends up on the market, there's no reason that they shouldn't be one of the most aggressive teams at the deadline. Go find moves that only cost you money if you can, and make that happen, John Sherman. because the buzz around this team, that's what's happening post All-Star break. That to me is what has changed. And the only thing that has changed is how much now everybody's realizing how great Bobby Witt Jr. is, how great the Royals could be. Oh my God, the Royals? Man, look at the Royals. What are they doing here? They have some really good starting pitching. We'll talk about last night's game specifically as it pertains to the cycle. And we had, you know, tensions high there between, you know, the Diamondbacks manager. And I thought all of that was really interesting and, quite frankly, really good. I mean, I don't like Bobby Witt Jr. getting hit. And I don't know if it was on purpose. I happen to not think it was. But we'll get into all of that and everything that came from it. We'll take your calls at 869-1240. We'll get to some of our video comments here. On the streams, which you can find, of course, at 12 News Connected. Happy to be there. You can also find them on Facebook and YouTube. And you can get in touch with the program all kinds of different ways. If you're on the go, you can't listen in your car all the time. You can also find us, of course, on the Odyssey app. Lots of different ways to take in the program. We're happy to be here with you, getting rock and rolling on a Tuesday. Sports Daily coming right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7.5 and 1240 KFH.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Asking my favorite Hog Wild menu item would be like asking who is your favorite child. It's impossible. While I love all of our award-winning barbecue options, I've got a real soft spot for the Carolina pulled pork sandwich. Hi, I'm Josh Wissing, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 47th and South Broadway. I love turning customers onto the Carolina pulled pork sandwich. We serve our tender, slow-smoked pulled pork on a soft bun and pile it high with tangy coleslaw. There's nothing else on the menu like it. The added bonus, you still get to have a side dish like curly fries or baked beans. When you're craving familiar, but in the mood for something new, Hog Wild's Carolina pulled pork sandwich is the answer.
Order online at GoHogWild.com. Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late.
night, we close at 8.
Test drive a Grasshopper mower at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Grasshopper mowers offer decks with powerful and reliable operation, unmatched comfort, and a legendary cut that leaves your lawn smooth and manicured every time. Grasshopper mowers, committed to the cut. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road, or west location, just south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses. Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it, and it's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Thinking about a bathroom remodel? You should consider the Onyx Collection from Superior Plumbing. Whether it's a standard or a custom shower design, the team at Superior Plumbing can assist you in creating the perfect new bathroom. Oh, and the Onyx Collection is guaranteed forever and made right here in Kansas. Visit the Superior Plumbing showroom at 6837 East Harry today.
Superior Plumbing! Running, cause we care, treat you fair and square, and our name says it all, Superior.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals rolled over the Diamondbacks last night, 10-4 in the series opener. Cole Reagans didn't have his best start, but still had a quality start as he went six innings, giving up six hits, three runs, while striking out five. John Schreiber came out for the seventh and struck out a batter. Chris Stratton got the eighth and gave up a run on a hit. Will Smith got the ninth and gave up a hit. Bobby Witt Jr. was a single shy of the cycle as he had a three-run homer in the game. Vinny Pasquantino and Kyle Isbell also both had three hits. Mikel Garcia had two hits. After the game, manager Matt Cotrero talked about Bobby Witt Jr.
It's hard to describe. The power he displays, the poise at the plate, it's like he's playing a different game, you know, and even the guys, they're all like, you know, this is, are you kidding me? You know, just because Castro is no easy right-hander to face, and he comes in there that first pitch, and you know, you don't expect him to hit a homer, but I guess he maybe start trying to expect it. It's incredible what he's doing right now. Absolutely incredible.
The Royals have now matched their win total from 2023 with a record of 56-45. They're now four games back in the Guardians for first in the Central. Game two of the series with the Diamondbacks is set for tonight at 7:10 p.m. with Alec Marshall on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
You can take KFH Radio with you anywhere you go. Listen now on the Odyssey app.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH. Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrock joining you here on the program today. One of these days, you're going to learn to unmute that microphone there, Jacob.
You've done this, you know, for, I don't know, what are we going on, Jad? 10 years and not had to do that. and now all of a sudden we're, and I love how Tommy, like Tom, there was very judgy tone in that. Like you're sitting in there where you're standing right now, having to unmute your own microphone. You are not doing that.
I just talk. So, I don't have to worry about doing anything.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that level of judginess my way, as I'm now 0-2. Today.
There's an open seat right next to me. You are welcome to join me in studio whenever you want.
I'm still wearing the same shirt I was wearing at the Offspring concert last night. So I don't think you want that right now. Listen, we're back, baby. And I will tell you that the baseball coverage that we're providing you right now of Kansas City Royals baseball specifically is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The Royals is who we're talking about. And you'll hear them tonight on KFH, 7 o'clock against the Diamondbacks on your home for the Kansas City Royals, KFH Radio. I'll give you a couple other details of why I keep swinging and missing on this microphone thing. So the reason this is there, if you missed it, we are now, we made what it seems like a switch that probably nobody ever notices, but what it does is allow us to have video interviews. And by the way, we'll bring in TJ Cleland again today. He did happen to be at the TBT games last night. So we'll have him help us recap it since the two of us were rocking and rolling. With the Offspring, we'll have TJ come in and help us dissect what happened last night at the TBT. So we make these changes. So in my ears, I have done this show, but been in radio for 20 years, TV for 20 years. I generally speaking know that if I can hear myself talking, when you have an IFB or you have headphones on, you can hear yourself talking. I know what that sounds like. And if I can hear that, I know I have a hot mic. So now with this new change we've made, I can hear myself talking even if my mic is muted. I cannot properly describe to you how strange that is to my routines of this industry for the last two decades. Normally, if I started talking and my mic was muted, I wouldn't hear myself talking and I would know my mic is muted. Now, no matter if it is or it is not, I can hear myself talking, so I didn't even realize it was muted now two different times until Tommy started talking. I'm like, damn it.
Well, the good thing is that you've got, there's a, you know, on the video stream here where you are, you've got like a little icon. You can look and see there's a little microphone icon, little slash through it. That means that it's muted. So just look for the little slash. It's like the no smoking sign.
I feel right now like when the pandemic was here and everybody was learning Zoom and nobody could figure out the mutes and unmutes. That's what I feel like right now. So welcome back, everybody.
Why don't we do this? So rather than me just starting segments, if your microphone is muted, I just won't start the segment and I'll start it by saying, you're on mute. You're on mute.
There may very well be a lot of people out there listening to the show that would prefer my microphone stays on mute. So, you know, we may be doing a lot of people some favors here. We're talking Royals baseball here on Sports Daily. Let's set up an HTO giveaway for you before we dive into last night's game. You can win some free iced tea, some free rain coffee right now, one of each. All you got to do is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day here. Message and data rates apply. More than 20 flavors of the tea. It's a great giveaway. We like to do so. T, short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. We're talking Royals, and we sort of took the, you know, the macro look in that first segment. Bobby Witt Jr., what he's doing, taking the attention of Major League Baseball. That is really good and really important for the Royals. So is winning baseball games, which they did again last night. Now, four games in a row. That's where we start to, you know, take this playoff chase into very specific territory. Is they're gaining ground, Tommy, on everybody. And, you know, Cleveland loses again last night. Boston loses again last night. Seattle loses again last night. And so they just have to take care of their own business. And you get into a game like this, Bobby Witt Jr. going for a cycle, just a single shy of it, gets hit by a pitch. I went back, watched everything. The pitcher reaction tells me that was not on purpose. It doesn't make any sense that it would be on purpose. Terry Lovello came out, and the reason he was so upset is he wanted everybody to know, like, I'm not that big of an idiot. Why would I call for that? This guy's the future of baseball. We have absolutely no reason to hit him. We did not hit him on purpose because John Schreiber then came in and retaliated, it sure looked like, and plunked one of the Diamondbacks players. I think Lavella was right. Like, the umpires should have made it clear to everyone, like, they didn't hit him on purpose. And I don't know that the Royals needed retaliation. I certainly don't mind that they did it, because I think that's the kind of stuff that can fire you up. Getting Salvador Perez fired up like that sort of energy, I'm generally good with. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I don't like intentionally throwing at guys anyway. But in that circumstance, that's part of baseball. I thought it was fine. I had no issue. I'm glad for the Royals' sake that Schreiber had his back. I don't know that it was necessary, but I'm glad he did it. And I don't think it was on purpose, but that's the little kind of stuff, Tommy, within a season that can make a huge impact. I mean, that could fire up the whole roster here.
I thought it was on purpose. I watched it back a few different times. I thought it was on purpose.
Why would they throw at him?
I know that Castellanos had the reaction after he threw the pitch that made it look like he didn't mean to do that, and kind of like, oh, you know, didn't look particularly happy that that's what happened. And whether or not he meant to hit him on, like, I don't know if he was like on purpose trying to hit him. I definitely think he was on purpose trying to pitch him in, and maybe the pitch got away from him slightly. But I do think that he was absolutely trying to pitch him at the very least inside. It was the very first pitch of the at bat. Bobby Witt Jr. was 3-for-3. He had chased a couple of pitchers, hit a big 3-run bomb the previous at bat, and chased Castro out of the game. The Diamondbacks had been showed up a little bit. And, you know, keep in mind that Bobby Witt Jr. had gone 3-for-3 the hard way and was a single short of the cycle the hard way. He went, triple, double, home run, and was only a single shy of the cycle. That's hard to do. Typically, when players are, you know, one hit shy of the cycle, they're looking for a triple or they're looking for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr. had already accomplished the hard stuff. He was only looking for a single. It was the first pitch of the at-bat. I think that clearly the Royals bench took exception to it. Salvador Perez took exception to it on the on-deck circle. He was not a happy camper about it. So I get it. I understand their frustration. It would have been the first time that a Royals player had hit for the cycle since George Brett in 1990. It had been a long time. There had been a long cycle drought for the Royals. And I know that, they all wanted to see Bobby Witt Jr. do that. So I get the frustration. Bobby Witt Jr. had another opportunity in the eighth inning. He flew out, so it didn't ultimately happen for him. But I do like the fire. I do like the fight from this team. I mentioned yesterday in our discussion about Tommy Pham and coming into the Royals about his attitude and his fiery personality, and how he's on record earlier this season. Tommy Pham said that he's always up for a fight. That was what he said on record. Like, that's just his personality. And I questioned about whether or not the Royals kind of needed that in their clubhouse a little bit, because you look at the Royals and they're a very positive, friendly, kind of like hug it out team. That's been the personality of Salvador Perez basically his entire career. Yeah. Salvador Perez was heated last night. I don't know if I've seen Salvi that mad before. And one of my first thoughts was, man, if Tommy Pham was in that clubhouse, if he was in that dugout while all of that was going on, he would have been, maybe the second one out on the field behind Salvador Perez. And, he would have mixed it up with the Diamondbacks when all of that was going down. So, I certainly think that, to your point, that's something that can carry on as the season progresses. Now, it's the first game in the series, so it bears watching if anything carries over into tonight's game, into the remaining games in this series. I'm not sure we're totally done yet. I know that the umpires wanted to try to get a handle of it. I know that Torey Lovello got tossed last night for arguing, all of that. It wouldn't shock me, though, if we see more developments coming out of this situation tonight.
Again, if Castellanos was like a lone wolf on that, okay. I don't even think it was even that. I certainly don't think the Diamondbacks were like, hey, hit him. Like, the intent there, if it was intent, it would have come only from that pitcher, because it makes absolutely no sense otherwise. And I think Lavello did everything he could to make that. He said, I wasn't trying to talk to Salvador Perez. I was trying to talk loud enough that he could hear me. There is absolutely no reason for us to do that. Like, there was nothing sparks that. So Maybe Castellanos was a lone wolf again. I don't think it was. Mike brings up a good point. I have wondered this with Mike over the years. Why doesn't the pitcher just go and apologize after they hit a batter? I wonder the same thing. Like, the pitcher could easily look at the batter and be like, yo, dude, that was totally my fault. Like, not on purpose. That one got away from me. I think that would go a long way. There's too much pride would be my only guess in that, Mike. For these guys, like, pitchers are the most sensitive creatures perhaps in the entire sports universe. They're very sensitive. They don't like the way people, you know, look at them after they hit home runs. They don't like you to have any fun if you do something awesome. Like, they're a very sensitive crew. So maybe that's a part of it. I'm not sure. Ken brings up a point on this, that the broadcast crew agreed with basically with what Terry Lovello's point was, that the umpires should not have given warnings. They should have just let it go. They sort of escalated it. And maybe that's the case. I would sort of defer to, you know, people that have been inside it like those guys have to say that, yeah, that's probably correct. Now, of course, we were not watch everything we did was watch it in the aftermath. So I appreciate Ken, you know, you bringing that up, because I did not see the broadcast as it happened. I had to go back and look at all this stuff. But it was, look, again, despite all that, nobody got hurt by a player being hit. The Royals, you know, retaliated. That's okay. They're protecting Bobby Witt Jr. I have no problem with that. And I do think these are things that can fire you up, but in a lot of ways, right? Not just in this kind of stuff can fire up a fan base. Bobby Witt Jr. is in all the headlines today, right? He's in all the headlines today. Everybody's paying attention and they're seeing, like, oh man, what in the world just happened there? What, Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 of 15 out of the break? What's going on with the Royals right now? Like, they're in the headlines. And I think that locally for them can put butts in the seats. And I think as that buzz builds, you're going to see it. I just think they're primed to go now and do something awesome. Ken also brought up a point that I was going to get to as we talk about the wild card chase. The Royals right now have the third best run differential in the American League. And so this is the kind of stuff where we saw this very early in the year. Only the Yankees and Baltimore have a better run differential right now than the Royals. That is usually a pretty good indicator of how good a team is. And the Royals are right there. And one way to do that is to beat the crap out of bad teams, right? And so that's what has to, as we talk about all of these things, that's what needs to continue for Kansas City. We talked about these 16 games, and they have won the first four of them. The Royals play 16 games out of the All-Star break against teams who are not at 500. So 500 or worse than 500, coming out of the All-Star break for the first 16 games. They've won the first four. We wondered how many of those, you know, do you need to win? I thought 12 and 4. 13 and 3, like, that kind of stretch should be the goal. And they're on their way to doing something like that, but you can't let up. And so this kind of thing, to bring the energy like that, can be really important. They get a day off after the Arizona series. They have got to, though, Tommy, be able to lock back in and focus here. You've got Marsh going tonight against Jordan Montgomery coming back from injury. You never know with Jordan Montgomery. Remember of his postseason last year and how nails he was. He has not been good since, you know, being kind of hurt early in the season. Not hurt, but not having a contract, not pitching early in the season. But you never know. Got to focus on this series. Got to try to keep the streak going. Don't let it get away from you. And get to that first break of these stretches, which is after the first six games. And boy, if you could start at 6-0, that's the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that, you know, this is something, and not only the way that they're playing, but having this kind of motivation, you know, can definitely propel a team. And being able to, you know, have this sort of thing, and if Bobby Witt Jr., regardless if he was hit intentionally or not, and I do think that Castellanos was at the very least intentionally pitching him inside, regardless if he was intentionally trying to hit him or not, I don't know the intent behind that as a lone wolf, as you mentioned, or not. I do think he was trying to pitch him inside and maybe even high and tight a little bit. That's the sort of thing that can propel the team and can, you know, get you to, you know, potentially sweep the series. And this is a team like, you know, they're playing the Diamondbacks. They're a game over 500. They've underachieved this year. But don't forget, the Diamondbacks went to the World Series last year. They've got a lot of talent on this team. And, you know, the pitching hasn't been good this year, and it's an opportunity for the Royals to take advantage of it. But I do think that the Royals are playing at a level right now where it's not out of the question where they could win the next two games in this series and sweep the Diamondbacks and ultimately go 6-0 in this homestand.
I mean, that's the goal now, certainly. You know, another reason why this all gets Royals fans fired up, and I think big picture this is good, is because we got Earl on the line, on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, calling about non-Chiefs content here, Earl. Earl, when was the last time you wanted to talk about the Royals? It's been a minute, right? This is exciting.
Oh, I talk about the Royals all the time, man. It's much like the Chiefs. You endure a lot of misery, but you get some bright stuff. So, you know, the Royals are part of my life, man, since my middle son's middle name is Brett. So, you know, I am deep into the Royals. But I will tell you this, and this is not just an opinion, in the flow of a game. Baseball games have a flow, I think we can all agree. Sure. Bobby Baseball was hit on purpose, and there's no question about it. I ran umpires out of West Urban for 10 years, man. I've been around it. I know. And look, you just sticking your beak in because you're rocking your socks off last night, little different thing. But when you're, you know, covied up and you're watching a game, the intent was obvious and clear. They were tired of this cat launching missiles at him, so he hit him. Now that pitcher can roll around and bite.
It's the first game of the series, Earl. It's not like he was.
He was three for three going into that at bat. He was a single short of the cycle.
Players are three for three all the time.
He was a single short of the cycle. He was 12 of 14 going into that at bat since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but three of those hits were against the Diamondbacks, not nine of them.
Look, man, if like I said, if you watch the flow of the game,
I get what you're saying.
I mean, everybody's dobber went down when Bobby hit that three-run bomb. And you could just watch them. Their reaction was, what the hell are we going to do with this guy? Well, what they decided to do is old school baseball. Let's plunk him, you know. And, you know, I think Sal should have run out there and put the Nolan Ryan on that old pitch, you know. And then he'd maybe give it a second thought. But the pitcher's acting job, come on, man. When you hit somebody, he went to the bad school of acting. It was like, oh, what have I done? Yeah, that was not real, his acting job, and it was as intentional as the day is long. And look, I understand you weren't watching the game, you weren't in the moment, and, you know, obviously your argument has logic to you. But in the flow of the game, they doinked Bobby Baseball because he was eating them alive.
Earl, have you seen The Offspring? I know you're a rock and roll fan.
I'm, you know, my kids introduced me to The Offspring because I'm a later generation, right? But the kids enjoy it. No, I've not seen them. But, you know, next week I will see Blues Traveler Tuesday night at the Wave.
You're coming into
a great show.
Yeah.
Well, I saw them when the tour started in Hutch at that theater. And absolutely outstanding. And, you know, since I've seen Rush 93 times, you know, my bar of excellence at concerts is quite high. And Blues Traveler did it, and sounds like you enjoyed that with The Offspring, that guys go out there and still perform.
Yeah.
Hopefully guys, the music wasn't piped in. Eagles lip syncing.
Whoa. Yeah, they have been.
I mean,
I don't know anything about that. No, well, these guys are not piping it in.
You do a little dive, it's kind of real. So, you know. But, you know, I enjoy musicians actually playing live music because that's what you're paying for, right?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's a good show. The point on the Royals is this. It doesn't matter because everybody's now fired up about it. And that's what the Royals organization, we appreciate the caller, we got to take a break. That's what the organization needs more than anything else, because they have let their fans down so mightily in the last 4 or 5 years. So now's the time to capitalize. And this is not a conversation that only started because of last night's baseball game and the circumstances. It is, though, they're taking care of the business they need to take care of at the time they need to do it to perhaps allow the organization to push all its chips in. And they got to keep winning these baseball games, and they'll take another swing at the Diamondbacks tonight, that game at 7 o'clock.
You know, I agree with Earl. I think that it was an intentional plunking of Bobby Witt Jr. At the very least, I think that it was intentional that Castellanos was trying to pitch him inside high and tight intentionally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
At the very minimum, here's the thing, though. I think the most important part about all of that, the Royals stood up for their guy. Bobby Witt Jr. is the cornerstone of that franchise long term. And the fight that they showed, you know, and regardless, who knows how it will carry over, if it will carry over into tonight or tomorrow night's game against the Diamondbacks. But I watched that, and I watched the way that John Schreiber, you know, kind of defended his guy, and then the benches cleared and Salvi got in there and all of that. I'm like, this is a team that they're going to rally. They're going to rally around their guy. They're going to say, like, look, it's not just about us winning games. It's about us coming together as a team. To me, that's the mark of a squad that could potentially go a long way when October baseball comes around.
It'll be a fun week. We'll get more into the Royals in the second hour. We'll begin to preview tonight's game. We'll look at a couple bets there. We're going to take a quick break. TJ Cleland, top of the hour, is going to help us go back through what happened at the TBT last night. Sports Daily, Albrock and Caster, don't go away.
And 1240 KFH.
Save time, trouble, and frustration when you call Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric provides expert receptacle repair, ceiling fan installation, kitchen lighting, electrical panel upgrades, home surge protection, and more. Experience unmatched professional service and safety with upfront pricing, call-ahead scheduling, and 24/7 emergency electrical services. Save the headache with Mr. Electric. Residential or commercial, Mr. Electric has the power to make things better. Call now, 316-361-5200, online at MrElectricWichita.com.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from topper ends of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtight. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Hello, I'm Derek of Derek's Deals. Derek's Deals is the local leader in liquidated merchandise pallets, and we can help you become a reseller. This is a great way to make extra money by reselling merchandise on eBay or Amazon, flea markets, garage sales, or Facebook Marketplace. Derek's Deals is open to the public, and we have new pallets weekly. Pallets range in size and price, and you get to choose your pallet. No appointment necessary. Open Fridays 12 to 6 and Saturdays 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by 1518 East Lewis. Find us on Facebook or at Derek'sDealsICT.com.
We're excited to announce the return of the KEYN Summer Concert Series, sponsored by IHOP in the Old Spaghetti Factory. Free music Friday, July 26th with the Source Band at Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. Join us for an outstanding lineup of entertainment, free and convenient parking, food trucks, and more. Gates open at 6:30, music starts at 8 p.m. Bring lawn chairs and blankets for an outdoor event under the stars. No outside coolers allowed. Dance the night away with friends and family.
I'm Attorney John Rapp. At Hinkle Law Firm, we defend white-collar investigations. With a former Kansas Assistant Attorney General and years of experience defending clients, we stand ready and willing to help you. If you have been contacted by law enforcement, please call me at 316-267-2000.
Everyone, Boomer Esiason here. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals rolled over the Diamondbacks last night, 10-4 in the series opener. Cole Reagans didn't have his best start, but still had a quality start as he went six innings, giving up six hits, three runs, while striking out five. John Schreiber came out for the seventh and struck out a batter. Chris Stratton got the eighth and gave up a run on a hit. Will Smith got the ninth and gave up a hit. Bobby Witt Jr. was a single shy of the cycle as he had a three-run homer in the game. Vinny Pasquantino and Kyle Isbell also both had three hits. Mikel Garcia had two hits. After the game, manager Matt Cotrero talked about Bobby Witt Jr.
It's hard to describe. The power he displays, the poise at the plate, it's like he's playing a different game, you know. And even the guys, they're all like, you know, this is, are you kidding me? You know, just because Castro is no easy right-hander to face, and he comes in there that first pitch, and you know, you don't expect him to hit a homer, but I guess he maybe start trying to expect it. It's incredible what he's doing right now. Absolutely incredible.
The Royals have now matched their win total from 2023 with a record of 56-45. They're now four games back of the Guardians for first in the Central. Game two of the series with the Diamondbacks is set for tonight at 7:10 p.m. with Alec Marshall on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
If you missed Bob and Jeff, you missed this.
When's the last time, or when's the first time, when's any time you've been on a trail?
I've been on trails, and I always have trail mix.
When? Saying I walked the trails does not mean anything.
Well, sure I did.
What trails?
The Sedgwick County Park Trail.
That's not a trail.
Of course it is.
That's a path. Not a lot.
That's what it's called. It's called trail mix.
Well, I understand what it's called.
It's not called path mix.
Bob and Jeff, afternoons at 2 on KFH.
Hello, Wichita. This is Kansas City Royals radio announcer Jake Eisenberg, inviting you to listen to Kansas City Royals baseball right here on Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, wait now, hang on. Who unmuted me? Who did that for me? I was ready that time. Jad, thank you. I'll give Jad all the credit for that. All right, we got a quick one here.
I didn't do it either.
What?
Yeah.
Is this AI taking over for me? Hey, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I've had it all wrong. So it was unmuted for me that time. We're going to take a quick segment here. We got TJ Cleveland coming. TBT enters our attention span here coming up top of the next hour. He was at the games last night. He can get us all caught up on Mass Street, on the aftershocks. Mass Street advances. The aftershocks do not. So we'll do that in the second hour. We'll take a look at this Royals game. Jordan Love. We got to get to Jordan Love today. Don't want to play without a contract. I'm fascinated by him. Quarterbacks are never not entertaining. We'll do it all. Hour number two. It's all Brockton Caster at Sports Daily. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. TBT Talk next.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH. Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrock joining you here on the program today. One of these days, you're going to learn to unmute that microphone there, Jacob.
You've done this, you know, for, I don't know, what are we going on, Jad? 10 years and not had to do that. and now all of a sudden, and I love how Tom, there was a very judgy tone in that. Like, you're sitting in there where you're standing right now, having to unmute your own microphone. You are not doing that.
I just talk. So, I don't have to worry about doing anything.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that level of judginess my way, as I'm now 0-2 today.
There's an open seat right next to me. You are welcome to join me in studio whenever you want.
I'm still wearing the same shirt I was wearing at the Offspring concert last night, so I don't think you want that right now. Listen, we're back, baby, and I will tell you that the baseball coverage that we're providing you right now of Kansas City Royals baseball specifically is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The Royals is who we're talking about, and you'll hear them tonight on KFH, 7 o'clock against the Diamondbacks on your home for the Kansas City Royals, KFH Radio. I'll give you a couple other details of why I keep swinging and missing on this microphone thing. So the reason this is there, if you missed it, we are now, we made what it seems like a switch that probably nobody ever notices, but what it does is allow us to have video interviews. And by the way, we'll bring in TJ Cleland again today. He did happen to be at the TBT games last night, so we'll have him help us recap it, since the two of us were rocking and rolling with the offspring. We'll have TJ come in and help us dissect what happened last night at the TBT. So we make these changes. So in my ears, I have done this show, but been in radio for 20 years, TV for 20 years. I generally speaking know that if I can hear myself talking, when you have an IFB or you have headphones on, you can hear yourself talking. I know what that sounds like. And if I can hear that, I know I have a hot mic. So now with this new change we've made, I can hear myself talking even if my mic is muted. I cannot properly describe to you how strange that is to my routines of this industry for the last two decades. Normally, if I started talking and my mic was muted, I wouldn't hear myself talking and I would know my mic is muted. Now, no matter if it is or it is not, I can hear myself talking. So I didn't even realize it was muted now two different times until Tommy started talking. I'm like, damn it.
Well, the good thing is that you've got, there's a, you know, on the video stream here where you are, you've got like a little icon. You can look and see there's a little microphone icon, little slash through it. That means that it's muted. So just look for the little slash. It's like the no smoking sign.
I feel right now like when the pandemic was here and everybody was learning Zoom and nobody could figure out the mutes and unmutes. That's what I feel like right now. So welcome back, everybody.
Why don't we
do
this? So rather than me just starting segments, if your microphone is muted, I just won't start the segment and I'll start it by saying, you're on mute. You're on mute.
There may very well be a lot of people out there listening to the show that would prefer my microphone stays on mute. So, you know, we may be doing a lot of people some favors here. We're talking Royals baseball here on Sports Daily. Let's set up an HTO giveaway for you before we dive into last night's game. You can win some free iced tea, some free rain coffee right now, one of each. All you got to do is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day here. Message and data rates apply. More than 20 flavors of the tea. It's a great giveaway. We like to do so. T, short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. We're talking Royals, and we sort of took the, you know, the macro look in that first segment. Bobby Witt Jr., what he's doing, taking the attention of Major League Baseball. That is really good and really important for the Royals. So is winning baseball games, which they did again last night. Now, four games in a row. That's where we start to, you know, take this playoff chase into very specific territory, as they're gaining ground, Tommy, on everybody. And, you know, Cleveland loses again last night. Boston loses again last night. Seattle loses again last night. And so they just have to take care of their own business. And you get into a game like this, Bobby Witt Jr. going for a cycle, just a single shy of it, gets hit by a pitch. I didn't look. I went back, watched everything. The pitcher reaction tells me that was not on purpose. It doesn't make any sense that it would be on purpose. Terry Lovello came out, and the reason he was so upset is he wanted everybody to know, like, I'm not that big of an idiot. Why would I call for that? This guy's the future of baseball. We have absolutely no reason to hit him. We did not hit him on purpose, because John Schreiber then came in and retaliated, it sure looked like, and plunked one of the Diamondbacks players. I think Lovello was right. Like, the umpires should have made it clear to everyone, like, they didn't hit him on purpose. And I don't know that the Royals needed retaliation. I certainly don't mind that they did it, because I think that's the kind of stuff that can fire you up. Getting Salvador Perez fired up like that sort of energy, I'm generally good with. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I don't like intentionally throwing at guys anyway. But in that circumstance, that's part of baseball. I thought it was fine. I had no issue. I'm glad for the Royals' sake that Schreiber had his back. I don't know that it was necessary, but I'm glad he did it. And I don't think it was on purpose, but that's the little kind of stuff, Tommy, within a season that can make a huge impact. I mean, that could fire up the whole roster here.
I thought it was on purpose. I watched it back a few different times. I thought it was on purpose.
Why would they throw at him?
I know that Castellanos had the reaction after he threw the pitch that made it look like he didn't mean to do that, and kind of like, oh, you know, didn't look particularly happy that that's what happened. And whether or not he meant to hit him on, like, I don't know if he was like on purpose trying to hit him. I definitely think he was on purpose trying to pitch him in, and maybe the pitch got away from him slightly. But I do think that he was absolutely trying to pitch him at the very least inside. It was the very first pitch of the at-bat. Bobby Witt Jr. was 3-for-3. He had chased a couple of pitchers, hit a big three-run bomb the previous at-bat and chased Castro out of the game. The Diamondbacks had been showed up a little bit. And, you know, keep in mind that Bobby Witt Jr. had gone 3-for-3 the hard way and was a single short of the cycle the hard way. He went, triple, double, home run, and was only a single shy of the cycle. That's hard to do. Typically, when players are, you know, one hit shy of the cycle, they're looking for a triple or they're looking for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr. had already accomplished the hard stuff. He was only looking for a single. It was the first pitch of the at-bat. I think that clearly the Royals bench took exception to it. Salvador Perez took exception to it on the on-deck circle. He was not a happy camper about it. So I get it. I understand their frustration. It would have been the first time that a Royals player had hit for the cycle since George Brett in 1990. It had been a long time. There had been a long cycle drought for the Royals. And I know that, they all wanted to see Bobby Witt Jr. do that. So I get the frustration. Bobby Witt Jr. had another opportunity in the eighth inning. He flew out, so it didn't ultimately happen for him. But I do like the fire. I do like the fight from this team. I mentioned yesterday in our discussion about Tommy Pham and coming into the Royals about his attitude and his fiery personality and how he's on record. Earlier this season, Tommy Pham said that he's always up for a fight. That was what he said on record. Like, that's just his personality. And I questioned about whether or not the Royals kind of needed that in their clubhouse a little bit, because you look at the Royals and they're a very positive, friendly, kind of like hug it out team. That's been the personality of Salvador Perez basically his entire career. Yeah. Salvador Perez was heated last night. I don't know if I've seen Salvi that mad before. And one of my first thoughts was, man, if Tommy Pham was in that clubhouse, if he was in that dugout while all of that was going on, he would have been, maybe the second one out on the field behind Salvador Perez. And, he would have mixed it up with the Diamondbacks when all of that was going down. So, I certainly think that, to your point, that's something that can carry on as the season progresses. Now, it's the first game in the series, so it bears watching if anything carries over into tonight's game, into the remaining games in this series. I'm not sure we're totally done yet. I know that the umpires wanted to try to get a handle of it. I know that Torrey Lovello got tossed last night for arguing, all of that. It wouldn't shock me, though, if we see more developments coming out of this situation tonight.
Again, if Castellanos was like lone wolf on that, okay. I don't even think it was even that. I certainly don't think the Diamondbacks were like, hey, hit him. Like, the intent there, if it was intent, it would have come only from that pitcher, because it makes absolutely no sense otherwise. And I think Lovello did everything he could to make that. He said, I wasn't trying to talk to Salvador Perez. I was trying to talk loud enough that he could hear me. There is absolutely no reason for us to do that. Like, there was nothing sparks that. So maybe Castellanos was a lone wolf again. I don't think it was. Mike brings up a good point. I have wondered this with Mike over the years. Why doesn't the pitcher just go and apologize after they hit a batter? I wonder the same thing. Like, the pitcher could easily look at the batter and be like, yo, dude, that was totally my fault. Like, not on purpose. That one got away from me. I think that would go a long way. There's too much pride would be my only guess in that, Mike. For these guys, like, pitchers are the most sensitive creatures perhaps in the entire sports universe. They're very sensitive. They don't like the way people, look at them after they hit home runs. They don't like you to have any fun if you do something awesome. Like, they're a very sensitive crew. So maybe that's a part of it. I'm not sure. Ken brings up a point on this, that the broadcast crew agreed with basically with what Terry Lovello's point was, that the umpires should not have given warnings. They should have just let it go. They sort of escalated it. And maybe that's the case. I would sort of defer to, you know, people that have been inside it like those guys have to say that, yeah, that's probably correct. Now, of course, we were not watch everything we did was watch it in the aftermath. So I appreciate Ken, you know, you bringing that up because I did not see the broadcast as it happened. I had to go back and look at all this stuff. But it was, look, again, despite all that, nobody got hurt by a player being hit. The Royals, you know, retaliated. That's okay. They're protecting Bobby Witt Jr. I have no problem with that. And I do think these are things that can fire you up, but in a lot of ways, right? Not just in this kind of stuff can fire up a fan base. Bobby Witt Jr. is in all the headlines today, right? He's in all the headlines today. Everybody's paying attention and they're seeing like, oh man, what in the world just happened there? What Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 of 15 out of the break. What's going on with the Royals right now? Like they're in the headlines. And I think that locally for them can put butts in the seats. And I think as that buzz builds, you're going to see I just think they're primed to go now and do something awesome. Ken also brought up a point that I was going to get to as we talk about the wild card chase. The Royals right now have the third best run differential in the American League. And so this is the kind of stuff where we saw this very early in the year. Only the Yankees and Baltimore have a better run differential right now than the Royals. That is usually a pretty good indicator of how good a team is. And the Royals are right there. And one way to do that is to beat the crap out of bad teams, right? And so that's what has to, as we talk about all of these things, that's what needs to continue for Kansas City. We talked about these 16 games, and they have won the first four of them. The Royals play 16 games out of the All-Star break against teams who are not at 500. So 500 or worse than 500. Coming out of the All-Star break for the first 16 games. They've won the first four. We wondered how many of those, you know, do you need to win? I thought 12 and 4, 13 and 3, like that kind of stretch should be the goal. And they're on their way to doing something like that, but you can't let up. And so this kind of thing to bring the energy like that can be really important. They get a day off after the Arizona series. They have got to, though, Tommy, be able to lock back in and focus here. You've got Marsh going tonight against Jordan Montgomery coming back from injury. You never know with Jordan Montgomery. Remember of his postseason last year and how nails he was. He has not been good since, you know, being kind of hurt early in the season. Not hurt, but not having a contract, not pitching early in the season. But you never know. Got to focus on this series. Got to try to keep the streak going. Don't let it get away from you. And get to that first break of these stretches, which is after the first six games. And boy, if you could start at 6-0, that's the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that, you know, this is something, and not only the way that they're playing, but having this kind of motivation, you know, can definitely propel a team. And being able to, you know, have this sort of thing, and if Bobby Witt Jr., regardless if he was hit intentionally or not, and I do think that Castellanos was, at the very least, intentionally pitching him inside, regardless if he was intentionally trying to hit him or not, I don't know the intent behind that as a lone wolf, as you mentioned, or not. I do think he was trying to pitch him inside and maybe even high and tight a little bit. That's the sort of thing that can propel the team and can, you know, get you to, you know, potentially sweep the series. And this is a team, like, you know, they're playing the Diamondbacks. They're a game over 500. They've underachieved this year. But don't forget, the Diamondbacks went to the World Series last year. They've got a lot of talent on this team. And, you know, the pitching hasn't been good this year, and it's an opportunity for the Royals to take advantage of it. But I do think that the Royals are playing at a level right now where it's not out of the question where they could win the next two games in this series and sweep the Diamondbacks and ultimately go 6-0 in this homestand.
I mean, that's the goal now, certainly. You know, another reason why this all gets Royals fans fired up, and I think big picture this is good, is because we got Earl on the line, on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, calling about non-Chiefs content here, Earl. Earl, when was the last time you wanted to talk about the Royals? It's been a minute, right? This is exciting.
Oh, I talk about the Royals all the time, man. It's much like the Chiefs. You endure a lot of misery, but you get some bright stuff. So, you know, the Royals are part of my life, man, since my middle son's middle name is Brett. So, you know, I am deep into the Royals. But I will tell you this, and this is not just an opinion in the flow of a game. Baseball games have a flow. I think we can all agree. Sure. Bobby Baseball was hit on purpose, and there's no question about it. I ran umpires out of West Irvine for 10 years, man. I've been around it. I know. And look, you just sticking your beak in because you're rocking your socks off last night, little different thing. But when you're, you know, covied up and you're watching a game, the intent was obvious and clear. They were tired of this cat launching missiles at him, so he hit him. Now, that pitcher can roll around and
game.
Bite.
It's the first game of the series, Earl. It's not like he was...
He was three for three going into that at-bat. He was a single short of the cycle.
Players are three for three all the time.
He was a single short of the cycle. He was 12 of 14 going into that at-bat since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but three of those hits were against the Diamondbacks, not nine of them.
Look, man, if like I said, if you watch the flow of the game,
I get what you're saying.
I mean, everybody's dauber went down when Bobby hit that three-run bomb. And you could just watch them. Their reaction was, what the hell are we going to do with this guy? Well, what they decided to do is old school baseball. Let's plunk him, you know. And, you know, I think Sal should have run out there and put the Nolan Ryan on that old pitch, you know. And then he'd maybe give it a second thought. But the pitcher's acting job, come on, man. When you hit somebody, he went to the bad school of acting. It was like, oh, what have I done? Yeah, that was not real, his acting job, and it was as intentional as the day is long. And look, I understand you weren't watching the game, you weren't in the moment, and, you know, obviously your argument has logic to you. But in the flow of the game, they doinked Bobby Baseball because he was eating them alive.
Earl, have you seen The Offspring? I know you're a rock and roll fan.
I'm, you know, my kids introduced me to The Offspring because I'm a later generation, right? But the kids enjoy it. No, I've not seen them, but, you know, next week I will see Blues Traveler Tuesday night at the Wave.
You're coming into
a great show.
Yeah.
Well, I saw them when the tour started in Hutch at that theater, and absolutely outstanding. And, you know, since I've seen Rush 93 times, you know, my bar of excellence at concerts is quite high. And Blues Traveler did it, and sounds like you enjoyed that with The Offspring, that guys go out there and still perform.
Yeah.
Hopefully the music wasn't piped in. Eagles lip syncing.
Whoa. Yeah, they do,
and they have been. I mean,
I don't know anything about that. No, well, these guys are not piping it in.
It's kind of real, so, you know. But, you know, I enjoy musicians actually playing live music because that's what you're paying for, right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's a good show. The point on the Royals is this. Whether it doesn't matter because everybody's now fired up about it, and that's what the Royals organization, we appreciate the caller, we gotta take a break. That's what the organization needs more than anything else, because they have let their fans down so mightily in the last 4 or 5 years. So now's the time to capitalize. And this is not a conversation that only started because of last night's baseball game and the circumstances. It is, though, they're taking care of the business they need to take care of at the time they need to do it, to perhaps allow the organization to push all its chips in. And they got to keep winning these baseball games. And they'll take another swing at the Diamondbacks tonight, that game at 7 o'clock.
You know, I agree with Earl. I think that it was an intentional plunking of Bobby Witt Jr. At the very least, I think that it was intentional that Castellanos was trying to pitch him inside high and tight.
Intentionally. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
At the very minimum. Here's the thing, though. I think the most important part about all of that, the Royals stood up for their guy. Bobby Witt Jr. is the cornerstone of that franchise long term. And the fight that they showed, you know, and regardless, who knows how it will carry over, if it will carry over into tonight or tomorrow night's game against the Diamondbacks. But I watched that, and I watched the way that John Schreiber, you know, kind of defended his guy, and then the benches cleared and Salvi got in there and all of that. I'm like, this is a team that they're going to rally. They're going to rally around their guy. They're going to say, like, look, it's not just about us winning games. It's about us coming together as a team, to me, that's the mark of a squad that could potentially go a long way when October baseball comes around.
It'll be a fun week. We'll get more into the Royals in the second hour. We'll begin to preview tonight's game. We'll look at a couple bets there. We're going to take a quick break. TJ Cleland, top of the hour, is going to help us go back through what happened at the TBT last night. Sports Daily, Albrock and Caster, don't go away.
It's 9:1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, wait now, hang on. Who unmuted me? Who did that for me? I was ready that time. Jad, thank you. I'll give Jad all the credit for that. All right, we got a quick one here.
I didn't do it either.
What?
Yeah.
Is this AI taking over for me? Hey, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I've had it all wrong. So it was unmuted for me that time. We're going to take a quick segment here. We got TJ Cleland coming. TBT enters our attention span here coming up top of the next hour. He was at the games last night. He can get us all caught up on Mass Street, on the Aftershocks. Mass Street advances. The Aftershocks do not. So we'll do that in the second hour. We'll take a look at this Royals game. Jordan Love. We got to get to Jordan Love today. Don't want to play without a contract. I'm fascinated by him. Quarterbacks are never not entertaining. We'll do it all. Hour number two. It's all Brockton Caster at Sports Daily. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. TBT Talk next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.